From the Land-Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It is the 24th day of October 2011. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Kurt Kimmel. He's the senior grains analyst at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. The folks at the Andersons from right here in Champaign County will help us look at the agricultural cash grain market. We'll discuss the weather with Chesapeake Energy out of Chicago, Illinois. They're up there on the 23rd floor of the Boeing building, looking down on the loop. And as we make our way through the program, I'll ask you to dial this number, 217-244-9455, with your pledge of financial support for the agricultural programming from Illinois Public Media. The Closing Market Report, of course, is a production of willag.org. You can find us online at willag.org.
The Closing Market Report is made possible in part by a grant from Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, a full-service commodities firm with two toll-free lines. In Illinois, 800-252-2013. In Indiana, 800-637-3123. Or email to Cooley at admworld.com.
In Chicago on this Monday afternoon, futures finished the day higher. December contract with a soft red winter wheat at $6.42.5, up 10.5 cents today. March at $6.77.5, up 11.75. In July, the harvest month at $7.07.5 for the soft red, up 10 cents. Hard red winter wheat in Kansas City at $7.62.75. Finished 11.75 of a cent higher. December corn futures, 6.51, up 1.75. March at 6.62.25, up 2.25. And the May corn, $6.68, 2.5 cents higher. July, 6.71.75, up 1.75. December futures at $6.05.5, up 2.25 for the day. November soybeans at $12.26.75, up 14.5. January, 12.35.25, up 14.5. The March at 12.44.75, 15.25 higher. May beans at 12.51.75, up 16.25. And the July at $12.59.75, up 16.75. Next year's November contract, $12.29.75 of a cent, 21 cents higher. December bean meal futures at $3.21.50, up $5. December bean oil at $51.79, 54 cents higher. Live cattle futures have finished the afternoon with the nearby December contract at $122.87.5, up 72.5 cents. February at $125.40, up 60. October feeders at $139.85, up 45. November at $142.80, 7.5 cents higher. And December lean hogs, $88.82.5, down 82.5 cents. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the afternoon. Sunny skies, a high of 66 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 48. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 76. Tomorrow night, a 30% chance of showers. The outside markets show us crude oil futures moving higher by $4.16 a barrel at $91.56 an ounce. Ethanol at 267 and 4 tenths, up 1.9 cents. Natural gas at 360.5. That's up 2.4 cents of a cent, rather down 2.4 cents of a cent. Natural gas, or rather heating oil and diesel fuel, at $3.05.7 of a cent, up 4 cents on the afternoon. The Dow at 11,921, just about 112 points higher. In studio with us this afternoon is your Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey, to take up Illinois Public Media and some pledge support we'd like to have you do at 217-244-9455. Dave, we'll get to all those details in a moment, but we do have people to thank right now.
We do indeed have some people we would like to thank for their gift of financial support to willag.org and Illinois Public Media Agriculture. And among those are Robert Bossert out of Essex, Terry Sagebrush over in Morris. He's a good close friend that we see every year in an Outlook panel. David Hughes over in Palestine. And we'd also like to give a little shout out to Steve Hoover over in St. Peter.
All right. Congratulations to them, and thanks to us. And the number is
217-244-9455. We are a challenge underway, and I have some good information to report on that in just a minute.
Absolutely. But you can get to that challenge in a moment, 217-244-9455. That is the number to call and pledge your financial support to the agricultural programming that comes to you from Illinois Public Media. It is a Monday afternoon. On the phone line with us today to take a look at what's been happening in the world of agricultural futures is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, I want to start out because we're in the middle of our pledge drive or our fund drive for the fall. We are public radio supported by you and our listeners. Thank you so much, by the way, for Kurt, for the support you do give us all year long, because it's your time and your talent that you give to us each and every day. And we appreciate that very much. And we do want to thank a few other folks and tell them it's time to get in at 217-244-9455 so that we can meet an agricultural challenge.
Dave, indeed. And in fact, the challenge is from Kurt Kimmel and Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities over in Normal. Kurt on the phone right now. The challenge is for 25 callers in support of agricultural programming. Bates Commodities generously giving the ag service $500 additional in financial support. And, Kurt, we are just two phone calls away.
Oh, we need to pick your back pocket, Kurt. So all we have to have is two phone calls at 217-244-9455. And Kurt will be richer by being able to give some of his treasure to our programming here. Kurt, thanks so much for all the support that you and Pete Manhart have given to us in Bates Commodities over so many years, decades, in fact. I can't tell you how much we do appreciate it, and I think how much our listeners do appreciate it, too.
Well, you're quite welcome, Todd. It goes to a good cause, and we really enjoy you putting forth the effort to keep the program going, too.
Yeah, Dave and I work really hard to make sure that the program is here each and every day, and I suppose we ought to talk a little bit about the futures market, so let's start in with the grains and the oilseeds. Give me your commentary first on what happened in the corn market for the afternoon.
Well, we held in there some fund buying, some end-user pricing, and we saw some buying interest come in due to no real disaster in the world. There was some optimism that Europe's maybe on the plus side today. The Chinese numbers on some of the purchasing manager numbers came in a little positive, showing that maybe China's a little better condition than what the trade's been touting about here for the last week or so. So we saw some optimism early. The market traded higher overnight, traded higher in early trade, but technical picture was a little toppy here. We met some upside objectives and also too a little hedge pressure and just signaled that maybe we found a little bit of a top here and pulled back during the day session. As far as the trend goes, it's going to be kind of important to hold the overnight lows. If we can do that, maybe we can continue to grind sideways to higher here over the near term, Todd.
Cattle and feed numbers were all out last week. Did they help show a picture, including all the things that are happening in other parts of the demand for corn, that picture is fundamentally healthy and strong?
Yeah, we basically followed through on the news we've been seeing all summer long with the dry conditions out west. We've moved a lot of cattle, relocated them to some feedlots, and those cattle have been pulled forward here in our feedlots, and it continues to support a strong feed usage number. However, those we move down the road, numbers are going to sort of flatten out a little bit. So over the near term in here, feed usage is going to be strong. Ethanol production is in a plus territory here, so the overall demand structure of the grain market is positive here as we go into late fall, early winter.
What are producers telling you about their flat prices?
Surprised. A lot of guys are, talking about best basis in years. A lot of questions on whether to store or sell. For the most part, in through here, are getting the signal that demand is strong and are optimistic, even though we are 70 cents off the highs here that we made last summer.
That's because basis in our part of the world is at zero in many places. Not very far under, but it's historically tight for this time of year, and a basis that we really don't ever see, right?
Not this time of year. you're right. And it's signaling that, they're getting the coverage on. Our fear, though, is, however, they're being aggressive, getting the coverage on, then once this coverage is covered, over the next 30 to 45 days, we feel that they're going to start to take a back seat. And the risk would be to see the basis widen as we go into the new year, 2012.
And the risk there being that when producers would need to sell or move grain, that they would have a much wider basis. Do you think they'll also have a much lower price at that time, or is it just that the flat, that the basis will widen out so much?
I think it'd be a combination of both. I don't foresee a dollar down right now. We feel that the market could sort of back and fill in here. Once we make a winter high in through here, then we'll have to watch the southern hemisphere and see what type of production estimates we see out of there. And also, too, the analysts will be producing a supply-demand balance sheet on the 12 crop with how many acres, yield, and demand projections. And when we look forward into 12, our fear is that with a smaller demand base off the last couple of reports, that could follow through into the 12 crop. And therefore, if we do have a few more acres and more favorable weather, we could have, you know, a little bit more risk to the downside as we go into the 2012 growing season.
You brought up South America, not as it relates to soybeans in particular, but as it relates to corn. Do you think there will be that many more corn acres in South America, and will it have much of an impact? And I suppose those would come mostly in Brazil, but you can correct me, they could be out of Argentina.
We're going to see some additional corn acres. We're going to see additional production in the southern hemisphere. We're talking a couple million metric tons. But the thing is that we've anticipated this Asia corn demand to come here to the U.S. The fear would be is that we get a small slice of that corn demand, and China turns to the southern hemisphere to pick up some of this corn. Even though we have a better logistics situation here, shipping off the Pacific Northwest, that would be the concern here, is we don't capture a good chunk of that demand.
And we've gone around to the other side of the world now, to China. Will they be in the marketplace in a big way like they have been in the recent years for soybeans from the United States yet this fall?
We feel so. We feel they're going to be on track to continue to be a regular customer, a regular buyer. They're going to run into logistic problems where ports are going to get congested at some points in time. And it's going to be up and down, but for the most part, we see no change in their buying of U.S. grain. In fact, there's reports here that possibly that the Chinese are going to open up to buying some of our rice here in the U.S., and that's been unheard of in the past.
Kurt, thank you so much for your work today and all the work you do with us. We do appreciate it.
Very good. Enjoy being part of the program there,
all
Todd.
All right, and thanks so much for the gift this afternoon that you're about to make. I know. I do appreciate it. Thanks much.
Thank you, man.
That's Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and we're working towards, well, picking his back pocket and that of Pete Manhart just a bit, because they have set forth a challenge. We're only two calls away from that, and we haven't actually checked to see whether we've made it, so we're going to say, No, we haven't, because
we've got to go look eventually.
Yeah, well, we'll look eventually, but we want you to call. So we're pretty sure you're going to call, and we'll get those two. But you need to call now at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support, don't they, Dave?
They indeed do. And to also provide a little more incentive to make that phone call at 217-244-9455, everyone who pledges during the drive will be entered into a drawing to receive one of 10 free tickets to attend the Allendale Annual Ag Leaders Conference. The ticket value, Todd, $299. A pledge not required, but we hope you will take the opportunity to make a pledge of financial support for the agricultural services that are offered by AM 580 and Illinois Public Media. And we'll draw the winners after the pledge drive is over, and then we'll mail each winner their ticket as well as the conference information. We like the $120 level in particular,
you
Todd.
Betcha.
More is wonderful. Less is fine as well. We think $120 is a fair value for the services that you get here at Illinois Public Media, including not just this air show, the shows that you hear all throughout the day, but the Aggie newsletter, the mobile Ag portal, our phone service, podcasts, MP3 downloads, Outlook panels, the smartphone website. That's our newest offering at m.willag.org. A commercial network, a tech service on USDA report days, Commodity Week, the flagship show that we offer every weekend in the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting.
Wow. When do we find things to do other than this?
We do it because we love it, and we do it because we want to provide timely and good information to the agricultural community. And if you think we do that, 217-244-9455 is the number to call with your gift of financial support.
Now, please do give us a call. And, Dave, and I really do thank you for listening, for pledging your financial support. If you listen on one of our podcasts, if you listen as an MP3 file off our websites, whether that's the mobile or our website, if you listen on one of our affiliate stations, it's important that you do call and that you pledge your financial support. About 1 in 10 people in general pledge their financial support. Why don't you be one of those at 217-244-9455? About 40% of our budget comes from you, our listeners. So it's not a small piece of the pie. Actually, it's a very big piece of the pie, and we really do depend on you. It's a cooperative effort of the University of Illinois College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences and Extensions provides my services to Illinois Public Media. Illinois Public Media provides Dave. We work with our affiliate stations and all over the landscape to make sure that all kinds of programming content comes to you, our listeners. And if it makes a difference for you, 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Again, that's 217-244-9455, or you can call us at willpledge.org.
And there's one other thing we need to talk about.
Oh, what's that?
Well, there's actually two. We need to talk about making a gift of grain. We haven't mentioned that yet this afternoon.
Oh, well, I did, but we can talk about it again. It's easy to do, isn't it?
Yeah, because there is a number of tax advantages when you do that. If you want to make a gift of grain to WILL, tell the phone operator you want to contribute grain. You'll be asked your name and contact information, and we will mail you the information at the end of the drive when the drive is over. And in addition, and I see that the Adams Farm has made a contribution to us today and they're over in Panton, Vermont, Todd. They're in Panton, Vermont. And they say, as a comment, everyone in Vermont listens to Will Ag.
Well, that's really nice. In Vermont, they're listening online. So
Richard
thank you
very
much.
Over there in the Adams Farms.
Oh well, thank them so much.
Yeah.
That's really fantastic because you know if you go to our website, you'll see that Dave and I a long time ago came up with a mission statement that really says what we wanted to do, and we want to provide markets and weather on a regional, a national, and an international basis for everyone to be able to use, and it's really great that somebody in Vermont manages to pull that off.
And we even get people down in South America from time to time, yep. Todd, telling us about the service.
So wherever you are, please do dial in with your support at 217-244-9455, and Dave and I do thank you for all of that service. Now up next, you know natural gas is used to make all forms of nitrogen fertilizer. It is the primary and far away the largest input cost. The price of the two products used to track pretty closely together. But as you'll hear in just a moment, that relationship, well, she's a-changing. Hey, don't forget to dial in that number right now, 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support. Well, we'll get to that in just a moment, and we'll bring you that story on the natural gas here. Pushed the wrong button. 217-244-9455 is truly the number to call, and it really is important. You just have to do that right now. We do take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. And Dave and I thank you so much for all of the support. We only come to you a few times during the year and ask for that support. We do try to make sure that we get out and talk to you and see you and listen to you so that we know that the programming we're bringing to you makes a difference to you on the markets and the weather and all sorts of other things that we bring to you and talk to you about agriculture. We simply love what we do. And we hope that shows in each and every show that we produce to you for you. And if it does, we'd like your support. Again, the number to call, 217-244-9455. Now, natural gas and the price relationship to anhydrous ammonia.
It makes sense for the price of nitrogen fertilizers to track the price of natural gas. Natural gas is the primary energy input to pull nitrogen out of the atmosphere. The price relationship is easy to see. University of Illinois Extension Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnittke decided to see just how well the two track together. He says there was a trackable ratio between natural gas and anhydrous ammonia. That's a form of nitrogen fertilizer.
We went back to 2001, looked at how the ratio of anhydrous ammonia divided by natural gas prices, anhydrous ammonia in per ton, and natural gas in per 1,000 cubic feet. From 2001 through 2006, anhydrous ammonia prices were 49 times higher than natural gas prices, so the ratio is 49. So anhydrous ammonia divided by natural gas price equaled 49.
49 was the ratio. Was is the important word, because as most farmers will tell you, the price of natural gas and the price of anhydrous ammonia don't seem to have a lot to do with each other these days. They think it tracks the price of corn instead. Gary Schnittke, he agrees.
If you would look at that, the anhydrous ammonia price, and relate it to the corn prices, it would be highly related to what happens in the corn market. And in general, it follows the corn market. So if you're looking at the hitching now, anhydrous ammonia, the natural gas prices, well, it averaged 49 from 2001 to 2006. It was over 100 in recent months.
The anhydrous ammonia to natural gas price ratio has simply unhooked.
And so then basically in 2006, we had commodity price increases. We've seen production of corn, wheat, and other users of natural gas, or excuse me, ammonia and nitrogen fertilizers increase. So we've seen that anhydrous ammonia price and other nitrogen prices increase.
The fact of the matter is that as the price of corn and wheat have rallied along with increased demand for those two commodities, the price of nitrogen has been driven higher. The world is demanding more corn and more wheat. Both crops require nitrogen fertilizer. Consequently, demand for the nitrogen fertilizer is tracking the price of corn and wheat and not natural gas. It is a fact Schnittke says farmers can use when booking their nitrogen needs.
Yes, now I would be more looking at what's happening in corn prices than what's happening in the natural gas market.
It's a change farmers should feel more at home with when considering the price of anhydrous ammonia. Still, that extra control will bring with it another risk to manage. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Monday afternoon. On the phone line with us from the Andersons right here in Champaign County, Lisa Jones. Good afternoon to you, Lisa.
Good afternoon, Todd.
You know, I ask so often and kind of spent too much time talking about 217-244-9455, but I didn't leave a whole lot of time for you. So how about just your bids for the day and what your basis looks like?
We are 5 over the December for cash corn. That puts us at 656, and we are 10 under the November for cash beans. That puts us at 1217.
New sales at that cash bid for corn, or yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lisa Jones is with the Andersons. For some of you, we'll say goodbye. For the rest of you, back momentarily. This is the Closing Market Report. Of course, we would like you to call in with your pledge of financial support for these programming, this agricultural programming at WILL AM 580. You can do that at 217-244-9455. Join all the folks that have helped us, and we're going to just say we've met that challenge this afternoon to pick up an extra, is it $500?
$500.
Yeah, an extra $500.
$500,
yeah,
Todd,
that
yes.
comes from the folks at Bates
Commodities. Yes.
Thanks to Pete Manhart and Kurt Kimmel for their support financially. And thanks to all the folks that have managed to make that phone call in at 217-244-9455. We do accept Visa and MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. And you can always just write us a check if you'd like. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
And in fact, if you are sitting in your combine and you're still trying to catch up a little bit after the rain we had last week, at the end of the row, what you can do is you can get out your cell phone and tap in this number. It's 217-BIG-WILL. That's 217-BIG-WILL. We would like your contribution of financial support and to entice you to do that. Again, we do have 10 free tickets to attend the Allendale Annual Ag Leaders Conference that in January in Crystal Lake. Value of the ticket is $299. If you give your contribution right now, you'll go into the drawing. You can win one of those tickets. And then we'll call you after the drive is over and let you know if you won, and we'll send you all the information you need to go to the conference. 217-244-9455, the number to call. We thank Paul Georgie and the folks at Allendale for making this offer possible, Todd.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Monday afternoon. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. If you haven't dialed in yet, please do so at 217-244-9455. It's quick and simple to do.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Time to check the agricultural weather forecast for the nation and the international area across the globe of those growing regions. On the phone line with us this afternoon, the folks at Chesapeake Energy in Chicago. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Is this Mark Russo?
Mark, you got it, Todd.
Thanks so much, Mark, for being on hold and knowing what you were supposed to do.
Glad to be here, as always.
Tell me about the weather forecast first for this evening and then the rest of the week here in our part of the world.
Yeah, well, through this evening and into tomorrow, continue to expect warmer than normal temperatures here across the Midwest, and especially here across Illinois. And along with that will be dry weather. That will begin to change as we go into Wednesday, Thursday of this week, as a strong cold front will push across the Midwest and provide a chance of some rain activity, and will cool temperatures down to slightly below normal levels as we go through the back half of this week. As far as precip totals are concerned, not looking at anything that major here, but rather some scattered showers here encompassing portions of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. Actually, this activity will be biased a bit more east than west. Then you get a 3 to 4 day break of rain before then another, what we would term a minor rain system, comes through. So all in all here, as we end October and begin November next week, no sign of any wet patterns evolving here across the Midwest, which would be the greatest concern at this time of the harvest.
And I know you folks look forward into the coming year for another part of your job. What do you think the winter will look like across our part of the world?
Great question there, Todd. And well, we continue to kind of monitor the situation here, and there's we haven't put together any official winter outlook at this time, but that will be decided here over the next few weeks as we continue to monitor the situation.
Okay, and then turn your attention to South America. Tell me about happenings there. They're in the midst of their planting season and off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, they have been here, and we expect more of that as we end October and begin November, as frontal systems continue to push initially across Argentina and then up through Brazil, and that will just simply provide numerous opportunities for additional rain across those countries. Temperatures, at least this week, will be unseasonably cool across areas of Argentina and even into sections of southern Brazil. We do not see any kind of threatening temperatures or any frost freeze here for either winter wheat or for newly emerged summer crops. But all in all here, it's a really good start to the planting season down across South America.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
My pleasure, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He's with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois, up there on the 23rd floor of the Boeing building, looking out over the loop and then across Wisconsin and the Great Lake and Illinois, and a beautiful view. So, you know, we like to have them join us here on the Closing Market Report. report on Monday afternoons. If you'd like, you can join us, too, with your pledge of financial support. You can do that at 217-244-9455. We do appreciate you taking the time with us. That wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. Stay with us just for a moment because we'll bring you an update of where we are in our pledge drive right now.